You're listening to SBS News.
Stella Bowallen was diagnosed with a brain tumor when she was just 5 months old. Her parents, Brian and Bianca Bowallen, helped Stella begin initial chemotherapy in the Philippines. The family then moved to Australia in 2015 to start treatment with Dr. David Ziegler from the Children's Cancer Institute in Sydney. She arrived without much expectation. After 2 years of chemotherapy, radiation treatment, and 11 brain surgeries, Bianca Bowallen received news she did not want to hear over the phone.
In 2017, we received the most devastating news any parent would hear, that is, there are no more options left for Stella, and that we will go under palliative care. And that was when Professor Khan introduced us to the Zero program. At that time, she will be the first, very first child to receive the program. We just wanted more time with Stella. We saw drastic changes in her. We saw that, as Dr. Ziegler mentioned, she started speaking, which is a very difficult skill for her. She started walking when she stopped walking, and even her aura, a happy child she was.
Stella passed away at the age of 4. The Zero Childhood Cancer Program is Australia's first ever personalized medicine program for children and young people with high-risk cancer. The basic premise of Zero is that every child's cancer is unique, just as every child is unique. By personalizing treatment, medical professionals say they can make sure each child has the best chance of getting the ideal treatment, rather than a standard across-the-board treatment that's unlikely to help them. Associate Professor Mark Cowley from the Children's Cancer Institute says finding individual treatments for each unique cancer genome has more effectively tackled the disease.
This is a national program where children with very high-risk cancers are being recruited, and small pieces of their tumour are sent to Randwick for processing. It's to study those pieces of tumour, find all the genetic changes that are in that particular tumour, and try and match those patients to the optimal therapies. Cancer is, after all, a form of a genetic disease, and so essentially what our team is trying to do is, decode a 6 billion letter code, which is the DNA that every single patient's tumour has, and work out which of the genetic changes in that tumour might be used to help treat that patient better. But by looking at the entire genome, as we've done in the Zero Childhood Cancer Program, we've found a remarkable number of unexpected genetic changes.
In the trial, more than 70% of patients have been provided with personalized treatment within a clinically relevant time frame. Also, in 30% of cases, the tumor shrank, and in some patients, it completely resolved. Co-chair of the trial, Dr. David Ziegler, says progress resulted in a remarkable difference in many of the patients' quality of life.
So the results are really beyond all our expectations and beyond what we could ever have hoped for. We weren't sure what we would find. We weren't sure for how many patients, for how many children we could make an impact. What we hoped was that in just 20% of cases, we might be able to find something that would lead us to make a treatment recommendation that would lead to a new treatment. What we've actually found is that in 70% of cases, we can come up with a new treatment plan for these children. And that's world-breaking. That's more than anyone's shown anywhere in the world.
Every year in Australia, more than 1,000 children and adolescents are diagnosed with cancer. Each week, 3 precious young lives are lost to the condition, more than to any other disease. Amid the sadness of her daughter's death, Bianca Bowallen, standing alongside researchers today, is hopeful the work by the team will lead to a cure for cancer. In the meantime, she says she's confident the treatment buys other families whose children are impacted, a valuable commodity, more time.
That was, I think, the most precious time for us because we were able to live a normal life. That is a challenge for every parent, every family who is facing a life-limiting disease for her child. And we were able to enroll her to a daycare, which is not possible with a child undergoing treatment, with a child with a very low immunity system. And we were able to do family trips together without having to worry if he will contact any disease. Spending birthdays, Christmas, New Year with her, not in, in, out and about, and not within the confines of the hospital.